U.S. military continues its efforts to help end the Ebola crisis in Liberia. General David Rodriguez, who commands the U.S. troops in Africa, spoke to reporters about the U.S. mission.
As you know, the president considers containing the spread of Ebola to be a national security priority that requires mobilizing our collective resources to enable the success of the international effort. Recently, I discussed the progress of the response with the president, who underscored the pivotal role of American leadership in containing the epidemic at its source. In support of the U.S. government effort, the military focus is on providing logistics, training, and engineering support in conjunction with the greater interagency effort. We stood up a headquarters, Joint Force Command, United Assistance in Monrovia, Liberia, to provide regional coordination of U.S. military support to the U.S. and international relief efforts. Finally, we placed two additional mobile medical labs into operation last week, significantly increasing the capacity for rapidly diagnosing Ebola. We are also establishing a facility capable of training healthcare support workers, enabling healthcare workers to safely provide direct medical care to patients.
General Rodriguez also said he's confident the 4,000 U.S. service members being deployed as part of the anti-Ebola effort are sufficiently trained to avoid infection. Meantime, the head of the U.S. Centers for Disease Control says the fight against Ebola in Africa will be long and hard, but he says there are some real signs of progress. Dr. Tom Frieden was optimistic Tuesday, and when he said that there are no new cases in Nigeria and the outbreak in the Democratic Republic of Congo is contained. He also said there is a decrease in the number of the new cases in parts of Liberia.